Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to hang out with you. And Jeff Sabar is still with us. He's going to hang out with us a little bit longer. And Jeff is the Chief Home Officer, by the way, folks, as we mentioned earlier. Jeff, you've got something you want to talk about with regard to Google. Now, Google is the 800-pound gorilla. They are.
Is that all? 800? I thought their market cap was 1,200 pounds.
They're an 8 billion pound gorilla, and I love their little tagline, or their what they said when they started out was, you know, do no evil, and it's been interesting to me to see how a company that big can, you know, can actually pull that off. And but they do, there are a lot of exciting things that people have benefited from Google. And folks, this is all part of your ability to leverage, to use the online world as leverage. Talk to us about some of the things you can do on Google that help small businesses.
Well, and the beauty of Google, Jim, is that it has brought about things that 5 years ago you would have had to pay for. And it's not because you would have had to pay for because it costs so much to do or to set up. It's not because you'd have to pay for because of the value it brings, because some of the things we're going to talk about bring tremendous value. But it's the ability to do things. They realize they just want you there. They just want you using their services. Google, after all, is an advertising service. You know, they do search, and they sell ads against the search. So every morning, I open up my email, and in my email are what we call Google alerts. And
right.
You go to google.com/alert, or alerts, I don't know if the S is on there.
Yeah.
You can set up alerts for any number of things. If you want to track Miami Dolphins football, if you want to track the Super Bowl, if you want to track contractor supplies,
whatever is being written, said, or any time those terms show up anywhere
on the internet, whether in blog posts or on the web,
yeah, you'll get
the
a link to it.
The top ones will be fed to you.
Yeah.
Certainly not everything will,
mm-hmm.
but the top ones will be fed to you. So I open my day looking at home-based business, because that's what I write about. I open my day looking at some factors of small business technology. Frankly, I open my day looking for Jeff Sabar. Have people written about me? Have people said things? And that's really important, too, and that's another
right.
topic for another day. But to track what's being said about your business online, in case it's good, you want to promote it. In case it's bad, you want to refute it. But Google Alerts allows you to do all this stuff so you know what's going on out there in the online world.
Well, and see, folks, this is just another example. When we talked in the previous segments, Jeff, about using the online world as a lever instead of being, you know, it being working against you, this is one of the little things you can do. And you know, and the beauty of this, Jeff, you get Google Alerts set up one time and you're happy with it. Well, you know, you don't do anything but open your email after that.
Right.
There's so many things that you can, that once you get it set up, after that, you just look, you just read.
Right. Right. And if it needs tweaking, if it needs adjusting, if your market changes, if you want to set up another one, hey, you want to set up one, you want to set up 1,000, they're free. Okay? So you go and you set them up, and there's so many things that you can do. I have a Google, among many other things that they offer, I have a Google, what they call an iGoogle page, which is a home page that I can go to that has all sorts of stories from different publications that I want to read and different people. Not just publications,
right.
but people who have become their own media outlets that I want to follow, that I want to read, whether it's Seth Godin, whether it's Steve Bass from the PC publications.
Right.
You know, people that I want to read, and I want to start my day because there are smarter people
so you
than,
put,
than
you
me
put their
out
name,
there.
You search for them. You might put in, if you're in whatever industry you're in, you might put in some of the code words, the keywords for your industry.
Absolutely.
To see who's writing or what's being said. You might put your competitors' names in there. You might put, if you're business to business, you might put your customers' names in there to see what's being said about them.
For example, putting competitors' names in there is really key. Because competitors, you want to know what they're doing. When I talk to somebody about writing a website for them, I say, tell me your three biggest competitors, because I'm going to go to their site, and I'm going to look at their, not to get into inside baseball, but I'm going to look at the words they use. I'm going to look at their meta tags and the keywords that they find important. And if you think they've been successful, if they're the companies you aspire to be, then you should be using some of the language and targeting some of the markets they're targeting, assuming that's the path you want to take.
If I walked up to you and you didn't know anything about Google Alerts, and I said, how would you like to have something brought to you on a platter that told you everything that is being said or written or thought about your entire business world, and I could deliver that on a platter to you every 24 hours, you'd say, wow, how much is that going to cost us? Well, guess what, folks?
What's the catch?
What's the catch? Guess what, folks? It couldn't be easier. It couldn't be freer. And it's called Google Alerts. We're going to take – Jeff, can you stay one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to ask you about the same thing on the social media sites, folks. Something very similar. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.